The jobs numbers today were expected to be bad because of weather in Houston and Florida, and they are. 33,000 jobs lost last month, according to the Labor Department. At the same time, the unemployment rate dropped to 4.2%, its lowest since February 2001. We're joined now by Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, to take a look at this. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Robin.
Now, those numbers don't include Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands, devastated, of course, by Hurricane Maria. And everyone knew Harvey and Irma would throw off the numbers, but this is a bad number, isn't it?
On the surface, it appears to be a very bad number. We haven't had a month where we've lost jobs in about 7 years, back when the economy was still sort of sputtering back to life after the recession. But like you said, the hurricane, the two hurricanes really skew these numbers dramatically.
Right.
Economists, their estimates were all over the map in our survey, from as low as a loss of 45,000 jobs to as high as a gain of 260,000 jobs.
Mm.
So it's amazing how no one really knows the impact of a hurricane until after the fact. And these numbers will probably be revised in future months. So
sure,
they're worth taking with a grain of salt.
Sure. I mean, is it important to note that sometimes when you have weather-devastated areas, the rebuilding spikes the job numbers on the other side?
Right. And I think that's part of the reason why the disparity in the estimates before it. And certainly in the coming months, it would not be surprising to see very, very strong numbers because of people hired to, you know, fix the damage and to rebuild.
Right. Well, still, talk about where were these losses, especially in, you know, because of Irma and Harvey?
Well, they don't give you necessarily a geographical breakdown.
Right.
One of the big sectors to lose jobs was bars and restaurants. They lost about 105,000 jobs. And that sort of makes sense when you think about how almost all of those jobs are hourly rather than salary. So if a restaurant closes down temporarily, the jobs are accounted for as being lost. But this is a sector that's really been one of the highlights of job growth over the last few years. It's bars and restaurants have added about 24,000 jobs a month in the past year. So this is clearly an anomaly in that space, too.
Right. So people in that industry, hold on, because
right.
You've actually been adding jobs. But why would the unemployment rate fall with the jobs lost?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, there are two separate surveys that are done to produce these numbers. One is a survey of employers, actually the companies and organizations that hire people. And in that survey, if you're temporarily out of work for reasons such as hurricanes, that job is counted as lost. However, in the unemployment rate survey, which is, you know, the headline unemployment rate of 4.2%, that's based on a survey of households. And in that survey, if you're only out of work temporarily because your company shut down, for example, for a hurricane, your job is not considered lost.
Mm.
So that number is important this month because it fell again, really reaching the lowest since 2001. That's the sort of the silver lining of this report,
right,
and indicates that the trend is still pretty strong in the labor market.
You know, it could be some people who've stopped looking for work, but that's pretty darn good to have that low rate.
Yep.
Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, on the new jobs report today. 33,000 jobs lost, but again, probably because of weather, will bounce back up. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.